Northern Ireland kids are the least active in the UK. I find that hard to believe, but research has been done, and indeed, Fidelma Public is available to speak to us. Fidelma, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Fidelma, are we the least? Are we the least encouraging when it comes to being parents here, and we don't get our kids involved in outdoor activity? Surely this can't be right.
Well, unfortunately, the stats are sad. Yes, Northern Ireland children, about three quarters of Northern Ireland children are not meeting the current recommended activity levels, which is 60 minutes per day. So the research has shown that our children are less active than children living in England or other parts of the UK.
And is it because they're so into what they're holding in their hand and what they're pressing on the screen?
Well, there's a variety of factors, really. I believe in certain more well-off areas, children are encouraged and using screens a lot more. They're watching television, they have their iPads, they're having their iPhones, and they're not out in the streets like we were in the old days, playing games such as Donkey or Piggy in the middle. So they're not as active as they used to be, and screens do have a big play part to play in that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, they're certainly not playing Donkey or Hopscotch or Leapfrog or those games.
No.
You are so right. But surely they're into other things. You know, they are in, you know, arenas whereby they're... I was in Bangor yesterday, for instance. I was watching kids climbing a massive wall beside the McKee clock. They were like Dawson Stelfox going up. But they're doing other things that are bending and stretching them.
Well, they are being active. But again, the research has shown that a lot of parents assume their children are more active than they actually are. The guidelines are that children should have at least 60 minutes physical activity per day. And being active, you know, whether it be climbing the walls in Bangor, whether it be walking on the beach, all that exercise does count. And what we're trying to do, our Ready Set summer campaign, is to put the fun back into exercise to get 7 to 11-year-olds more active in a fun way over the summer months. And so we are encouraging people to go online and to download our Ready Set summer campaign pack, and that's at www.nichs.org.uk, Ready Set Summer. And we have lots of fun activities to encourage 7 and 11-year-olds to be a lot more active over the summer months. Going back to what you said, you know, we've been told and we've seen that we do feel that children are out on the road, maybe in the less well-off areas. They're on their bicycles, they're playing with hula hoops. But there's another group of parents who are very wary and they're a bit scared to let their children out on the roads, out in the streets, playing. And they tend to spend a bit more time on the screen. So what we're encouraging is parents to go online and download our pack and use the lovely wall chart with about 30 different ideas of activities that children could do. And I'm a parent and I've already been using that activity sheet myself.
So I'm just thinking of some of the things, if I was the parent of a 7-year-old, that I would want them to be doing. I'm thinking about, you know, one of the hill walks in Divis Mountain. I'm thinking about joining the local youth club scheme. I'm thinking about, you know, the football teams that are available. I'm thinking about the coastal path walks. You know, is it as predictable as that, or have you some other ideas?
Well, all those ideas you mentioned are really, really nice. We have around 30 ideas, and they're activities that you can do on your own. You can do indoors, you can do outdoors. So, for instance, we have two activity days coming up in partnership with Park Life. One is on the 11th of August, 2 to 4, in Botanic Gardens, and one is on the 15th of August, 2 to 4, where children and families can come along and learn about activities. Things we're thinking about is scavenger hunt. For instance, going into Beaver Park and trying to find leaves and bugs, going out as a family, walking. We're talking about going out for a picnic in the park. We're talking about playing frisbee in the park. And then there's other activities, such as I said, old-fashioned games like Piggy in the Middle or, you know, Donkey. So some of them are predictable, but some of them are new and exciting. And on our website, there's a list of all these activities. Some of them I knew. Some of them I didn't know, and I have a 7-year-old and a 6-year-old, and we've been trying out the new activities ourselves.
Just remind me how Donkey works.
Okay, have you ever played it?
Is it the game where two people throw a ball to each other, and every time you drop it, you get a letter?
Well, yes, last night, actually, I was on the street. I was playing with six children, two of them are my own, and basically, yes, you hold the ball and you throw the ball. And if you don't catch the ball, you are D, the first letter in Donkey. So whoever basically doesn't catch the ball, each time they're allocated D-O-N-K-E-Y. And the person who's Donkey first basically they have to go on the road and behave like a donkey.
That would do their self-esteem the world of good, wouldn't it?
Well, it didn't do my self-esteem any harm. It's all about having a bit of fun. And I think that's the thing. I mean, really, we're... Well, it didn't do my self-esteem any harm. I play all the time. Another game last week, it was very hot, as you know, and my children were getting bored inside, they were getting bored outside, and I went down to the pound shop and I purchased 4 water guns, and myself, my partner, my 2 children spent 2 hours running around outside with water guns and had lots of fun.
I love the crack. I love the crack.
It didn't do my self-esteem much good either. No, but my makeup and my mascara ran down my eyes. But hey.
Miss Carter, thanks for joining us. Thank you. Good advice there. That is good advice. That is darn good advice. Get the children out. Get them rolling down the hillside. Get them jumping and carrying on and acting the leg, or they'll just sit and turn into potatoes. So get out there and don't be afraid to be called a donkey. It did Fidelma no harm.